Tanya, for the eighth day of Adar Beis, Ches Adar Beis, is in Perek Lamed Vav, chapter 36. It's on page 474. In the beginning of the Perek, the Alter Rebbe introduces the statement from the Medrash that the purpose, the ultimate purpose of creation, why God created the world, is because He desired a dwelling place in the lower condition. God wants a dwelling place in the lowest condition. What does lowest mean? So the Rebbe explains that lowest means the most concealed, because there is no high and low in the physical, spatial sense, because God is everywhere. So high and low to God means more revealed, less revealed. And since in the lower world there is more concealment, there are more steps, more levels in the chain of worlds through which God's energy comes in order to create this lowest world. So by the time it reaches the lowest world, it is very concealed and contracted. This is why this world is the lowest possible world. And it's in this world that God wants a dwelling place. Page 474. Now the ultimate purpose of this chain of worlds, lower and lower, the purpose is not for the higher worlds, even though in the higher worlds there's a greater amount of godliness revealed than there is in the lower world. How do we know that the purpose is not for the sake of the higher worlds, but rather for the lower worlds? Since for them, the being created is a descent from God, because as much as there is godliness revealed there, yet it is a created state, it's a world, and that means a certain amount of distance, a certain amount of concealment of godliness. So what would be the purpose of creating something godly but not as godly as the Creator? So rather the purpose is, the kavana is, this lowest world, because it arose in God's will, that he should take pleasure and find pleasure, kadiskafya sitra achra, when the klipa, the unholiness, is subdued, the ishapich chashecha l'nahedah, and the darkness is transformed into light. In other words, in this world where there is darkness, and where there is klipa, when it is subdued and transformed into light, this gives God pleasure. Sheyoir eir Hashem ein sev baruchu, that godliness should be revealed as a result of the transformation of darkness into light and the subduing of klipa. Godliness is revealed into the place of darkness, into the place of klipa. Shall call ilam hazekule, the unholiness or the darkness of this world, the yeser says the yeser oz, with a greater strength, a greater intensity than in the higher worlds, the yisrin min hacheshech, and a light that has an advantage over ordinary light, because this light comes after darkness. From the darkness, so it is greater than the light that shines in the higher worlds. And therefore, the higher worlds are merely a stage, a step towards the creation of this world, because in this world, ultimately, there will be a greater revelation of godliness than in the higher worlds. Because there, in the higher worlds, godliness is revealed through a garment, through a concealment, that conceals and hides godliness. Even in the higher worlds, there has to be some concealment in order for them to exist as a world and not to become bottle, not to become dissolved out of existence. And so the kavana is in this lowest world, in the lowest world, where the darkness is complete, and the darkness is transformed into light, that light, that godliness is far greater than the godliness of the higher worlds, and it is that godliness in the lower world that gives God pleasure. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 8th Ches Od Sheni, the Rebbe writes, Amur Kesev Be'echad Mimichtavav. My father writes in one of his letters, Teva Pu'ula Achas Mi'elef Anochis. One good deed is better than 1,000 krechts, 1,000 groans over what needs to be done. Elikeinu Chai V'Teira U'Mitzvahs Nitzchim Heima. Our God lives, and Teira and Mitzvahs are eternal. Azev Es Ha'Anocha. Quit moaning, quit complaining about what needs to be done. Ushkeid Be'Aveda B'Peil V'Yechanech V'Yechoncho Elikim. And devote yourself diligently to actual deeds, to actual Aveda, and God will be gracious to you.